Cobb King here at Mill High School and the Division II boys basketball tournament action. For tonight, the Los East Lumberjacks take on the Mill Blue Jays in a second-round game for East. They're coming off a victory over Lakeland in their opener 65-60, and Merrill had a first-round bye, so this is their first tournament game of the year. The winner of this game will advance to a game tomorrow afternoon against either Rhinelander or Mosinee. Those two teams are playing tonight in Rhinelander. If Rhinelander wins, the game would be up there. If Mosinee pulls the upset and the Lumberjacks get a victory here tonight, tomorrow afternoon's game would be at the East Gym. And all of those games tomorrow are scheduled to start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But first, you've got to get past this one. And if the Lumberjacks play as well as they did against Lakeland the other night, they'll be right there because they were very effective. And it starts with the guard play. We'll talk to the coach in just a couple of minutes here about what happened on Tuesday night. But, boy, the play of the guards, and whether it was Tanner Dimka or Bryce Taylor or Jaden Rutkowski or Trenton Pate, they really did the job on Tuesday night getting the ball to the big guys underneath. The big guys did most of the scoring, Dylan Hamlin and Bryce Widmark. Hamlin had 17, Widmark had 15, but 18 assists recorded in the game, and I think about 13 of those from Dimka and from Rutkowski. So if they could play as effectively as they did the other night, driving and then finding the open man underneath for layups, it should be a good night here for the Lumberjacks. East coming in with a record of 11-10 on the season. Merrill coming in with a record of 9-13. So why do they have the home game and the first round bye? Well, they earned it with a victory over the Lumberjacks. The last time these two teams met, it was at the East Gym. Lumberjacks beat Merrill earlier this season up here, but it was Merrill getting the revenge win 46-41 at the East Gym just a couple of weeks ago. And it was a game that the Lumberjacks led. They had a 12-point lead in that game right before halftime, but a big second half for Merrill and some defensive stops. And the Blue Jays pulled out the victory, which earned them a number two seed and a first-round bye in this Division II tournament. We'll take a break, come back, and hear from East head coach Paul Dimka. We'll do that next. You're listening to Lumberjack Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. We're here with East head coach Paul Dimka before the game with Berman coming off the win in the first round game against guys who had the big scoring nights. But I want to talk about the guards first of all and the ability to penetrate, bring the defense out to them, and then feed the big guys for easy layups all night long. That was sweet.
Yeah, we had a stretch in there where I think Bryce Widmark, I think he made like five layups in a row, it seemed like. So that was crucial. Guard play at this time of the year is important, as is your post play. But we talked about, you know, sharing the ball, making the extra pass, which I thought we did very nicely, especially at a time where we had to late in the game.
Yeah, they look like the Badgers at times there with those quick touch passes, just moving the ball around the perimeter and finding the open guy.
Yeah, I think we, against Lakeland, I think Tanner had seven assists. I think Jaden had six, and I think Bryce Taylor had five. Like I said, it was spread out throughout the game, but there was a crucial point late in the fourth quarter when they tried to pressure us, and we were able to handle it, make the extra pass, and finish with some layups.
And to finish, those big guys have to finish underneath. Hamlin and Widmark combined for 32. And once again, two games in a row, the big guys delivered.
Absolutely. That's crucial. I mean, this time of year, hopefully we can get that again tonight. I think we're going to see some man and some zone tonight. And the other thing that those guys, along with the rest of us, did that was good was we knocked down free throws. I want to say we were either 12 for 15 or 12 for 16 from the line.
And 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, absolutely. And those things are crucial. And hopefully we can continue to do those things tonight. We've had two good games against Merrill. They won at our place. We won at their place. I'm anticipating it's going to be, a good game, and the team that basically, quite honestly, knocks down free throws and doesn't turn the ball over, I think comes out of this one tonight with a win.
You say two good games, but that last game against Merrill at your place, I mean, that had to be disappointing. It cost you probably the two seed, and you got a 12-point lead at one point in the game and coughed it up.
Yeah, it did, and then hopefully we learn from that, and we'll, they put a little bit of pressure on us, and we turned the ball over. I think we've addressed the issues from the last two times we played them, and if we're able to, do what we do, as the motto right now is moving on.
And obviously at this time of year, you tighten up the bench a little bit. You still got some guys some minutes the other night, but you're going to rely on your core group of guys at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they knew. I mean, they know who it is. I mean, the rotations in practice the last 2 days. You never know. I mean, I'll never say never, but yeah, at this time of the year, the rotations get a little bit tighter, so you'll probably see eight guys tonight and potentially nine.
That's he said, Coach Paul Dibka back with more after this, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill High School as we get set for this boys basketball regional game, Lumberjacks and the Blue Jays. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First of all, for Merrill tonight, it will be 6'2 senior Alex Zettler, 5'11 senior Brandon Bartz, 6'5 junior Jake Anderson, 6' junior Chaz Moots, and 6'5 senior Tucker Diethelm for head coach Kurt Soderberg, assisted by Robin Smith, Adam Smith, Ross Reinecke, Ross Bazier, Sean Schultz, Tom Andreska, and Austin Smith. For the Lumberjacks, starting five, the same as it's been for a while now. It'll be Dylan Hamlin, the 6'11 junior, Bryce Taylor, the 6'4 senior, Tanner Dimka, 6'1 senior, Jaden Rutkowski, 5'10 junior, and Bryce Widmark, 6'4 senior for head coach Paul Dimka, assisted by Kyle Harrison, Chuck Wolfel, Steve Lassert, Joe Pockle, Jarrett Morris, Dan Garrett, and Marty Dumas. The winner of this game advancing to tomorrow afternoon's matchup with either Rhinelander or Mosinee. The Hodags are a number one seed. They're hosting Mosinee tonight. Mosinee is a four seed. They advanced with a victory over Medford on Tuesday night. And the winners trying to advance to tomorrow night's game, and then the winners from that will head on to sectional play Thursday and Saturday, March 6th and March 8th. It's been a while since the Lumberjacks have won two games in the tournament, and that's what they'll be trying to do here tonight against Merrill. Lumberjack basketball is brought to you in part by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives fast with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Lumberjack sports. We'll take one more time out. Get set for the opening tip. We're coming back with high school tournament basketball, Merrill and Wausau East next on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Merrill High School, and we're just about set for the opening tip here. East is in red with the black and white trim. Merrill is in white with the blue and red trim. And we are just about set. The Lumberjacks won the first meeting this year here at Merrill, 48-39. The Blue Jays return the favor at the East Gym, winning 46-41. Dylan Hamlin will jump it up against Jake Anderson. Merrill has some good size. Anderson and Diethelm are both 6'5". And we're underway, and the tip is going to be grabbed by Tanner Dimka. Lumberjacks will have the first possession into the front court. Taylor. Jaden Rutkowski, high post to Widmark, kicks it out. Dimka thought about the three, passed it up. Rutkowski to Dimka, down low to Hamlin, tries to feed it into Widmark and throws it away. Turnover to start for the Lumberjacks. Tried to force a pass inside that wasn't there. Merrill into the front court, Moots with it. Chaz Moots, dangerous player for the Blue Jays. Gets it right wing, now out on top, Bartz. Over to Alex Zettler. They swing it, now taken away by Tanner Dimka. Dueling turnovers here in the early going. Rutkowski into the front court. Rutkowski to Taylor. Taylor gives it off to Rutkowski, swings it to Dimka, back to Rutkowski, Widmark at the elbow, Widmark turns, looks, not there, Rutkowski, Bryce Taylor, now his pass knocked back into his hands, tried to get it over the top, down low to Hamlin, trying to post up Hamlin, they skip it now to Dimka, his pass is knocked away and stolen away, and once again trying to make the extra pass, and they turn it over. Back-to-back turnovers for the Lumberjacks. Merrill with it in the front court. Boots gives it off. Now it's left wing. This is Bartz. I would imagine there's some early nerves here. Lumberjacks coming out in that zone that they played most of the year. Now they get the pass inside. Shot blocked from behind by Hamlin. Another shot blocked. Ball is loose. Offensive rebound shot put up in the paint. That's no good. This time Widmark pulls down the loose ball. Merrill misses a couple of inside shots, and the Lumberjacks finally grab a rebound. Bryce Taylor thought about the three, didn't take it. Merrill coming out in his zone to start as well. Dimka down low to Hamlin. Catches, shot blocked. And the ball goes out of bounds. Blast touched by the Lumberjacks, and Merrill will have it. So turnovers on both sides. Blocked shots on both sides here to start. 6:17 to play first quarter. Still no score. And obviously the aim of both teams is to get the ball inside if they can, especially for the Lumberjacks. It worked well the other night against Lakeland. Here's Moots. He loses the handle out of bounds, and it will be East basketball. So both teams showing some early nerves here. two turnovers for each team. Merrill's 0 for 3 from the field. East is 0 for 1. Rutkowski in the front court gives it to Dimka. Back to Rutkowski out on top. Thought about the long three. Dimka down on the baseline to Widmark. He shoots it and hits. Bryce Widmark. A little jumper on the right baseline. Lumberjacks take the lead here 2 to nothing. Widmark can knock down that little 9, 10-foot jumper on the baseline. Now Merrill nearly lost the ball out of bounds again. Pass inside. Hamlin's right there at the elbow to stop that penetration. Now they get it right wing. Here's a three ball. That's too hard. No good. Rebound. It's kept alive. It's loose. And we're going to get a foul called on the Blue Jays. It'll be East basketball. They're going to get Tucker Keithelm with the loose ball foul. Dimka had rebounding position there and got knocked down. They let that go. But then as Taylor was tied up with Keithelm, he picks up the foul. And East will have it. Zettler missed the three ball from the right wing. And in the battle for the rebound, Tucker Keithelm picked up his first foul. Lumberjacks have it, leading 2-0. Rutkowski brings it into the front court. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Taylor. Back to Rutkowski. Now Dimka. East had really good ball movement the other night in the win over Lakeland. Taylor drives, baseline cut off. He brings it back outside. Rutkowski back to Taylor. Wide open three, left wing. Hits it. Bryce Taylor for three from the left side. And it is 5-0. Merrill will slow things down as Brandon Bartz walks it ahead. Bartz into the front court. Bartz with it. Now gets it to Zettler. Pull it pass underneath, running the baseline. That's Anderson. Too far into the basket. Had to bring it back outside. Bartz with it. Right wing, nothing there. They kick it back out. Here's Zettler with it. Picked up his dribble now. Gets a pass into the elbow, knocked away, and Widmark comes away with it. First turnover for the Blue Jays. Rutkowski hurries it into the front court. Dimka back to Rutkowski. Back to Dimka. He launches a long three. Left that one a little bit short. Taylor, the rebound put back for Hamlin. That was Dylan Hamlin. The rebound put back up and in, and Miller wants a timeout. They get it. It's 7-0 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse. Lumberjacks off to a good start after both teams had a slow start for about the first minute and a half. Lumberjacks have now hit their last three shots. Widmark, Taylor, and Hamlin. Taylor's was a three. Lumberjacks leading 7-0. East basketball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Veteran officiating crew here tonight. Three-man crew, Jerry Sturtz, Gary Coy, and Dave Ackley, the three officials. Winner of this game takes on the winner of Rhinelander and Mosity. If Rhinelander wins, the game will be at Rhinelander tomorrow at 4 o'clock. If Mosity wins, the game would be at East at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And we will have it for you here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Blue Jays have it out of the timeout. Lumberjacks staying with the starting five on the floor. Merrill into the front court, gets it right wing. This is Drew Hoff in the game. Actually, no, that is Austin Reisman in the game for Merrill. 22, not 12. Also, Nick Peterson in the game for the Blue Jays. They try to get something going here. Right wing, now back outside. Bartz with it. Thought about driving, kicks it right wing. There's a three ball. That is short. The rebound kept alive by Taylor. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Bryce. He went down hard, battling for that rebound, and it will be Merrill basketball. Merrill starting the game 0 for 5 from the field here. 3:42 to play first quarter. Blue Jays looking inbound. It ball knocked away. It was loose for a moment. Now they get it to Deedhelm, and his shot rolls over the rim up and in. That ball was loose for a moment. Nobody from the Lumberjacks realized it. Blue Jays coming out full court. Taylor in the backcourt gives it to Rutkowski. Into the front court to Hamlin. Gives it back to Rutkowski now as they get it across the timeline. Dimka thought about the three. Now drives baseline. Throws it up. No, wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Merrill with the rebound. They let him play on. Merrill back the other way. They kick it out. Here's a long two-point basket. That was no good. Widmark with the rebound on the miss by Nick Peterson. Rutkowski back the other way. Dimka back to Rutkowski. Back to Dimka. Trying to post up Hamlin down low. Widmark down there as well. He comes out to the elbow. Taylor back to Rutkowski. Back to Taylor. He's going to launch a three, and in and out. No good. Oh, that was halfway down. Merrill with the rebound. Back the other way they come. Into the front court. Bartz with it. Gives it off to Nick Peterson. Bartz with it right wing. 7-2 the score. East with the lead. 2:31 to play here, first quarter. Blue Jays left wing with it now to Peterson. Back out on top. Fran and Bartz. Skip pass. There's a drive in. Jump shot put up. That's going to be off the mark. Oh, it rattled around and in. It looked like it was going off, but it rolled in for Austin Reisman. 7-4. Here come the Blue Jays. Taylor picked up his dribble. Gets it to Rutkowski. Avoids the double team. Didn't flip back to Taylor. He's going to drive. Jump stop in. Oh, little scoop shot up and in. Nice drive by Bryce Taylor. He split the defense and got a little scoop shot off the glass. And it's 9-4 Lumberjacks. Merrill will slow it down. Into the front court, Jake Anderson. Left wing now to Peterson. Back out to Anderson on top. Gives it off to Reisman. Right wing. This is Brandon Bartz. Bartz wants to go baseline. That's cut off. They kick it back outside. Anderson gives it off to Reisman. Bartz wanted a drive. Shoots a little jumper. That missed, and Dimka with the rebound. Took a jumper from the elbow that time and missed it. Rutkowski, Taylor's going to drive again. Tries to feed it inside to Hamlin. Bobbled it out of bounds. Lost it. That's one thing Hamlin's been doing better is playing strong underneath with the basketball. That time, Taylor's bounced fast. It went off Hamlin's hands out of bounds. Third turnover for the Lumberjacks. And the first substitutions of the game for East. Trenton Pate comes in the game. J.P. Lacey in as well. Widmark and Bryce Taylor will take a breather. Dimka, Hamlin, and Rutkowski will stay on the floor. Lumberjacks have yet to commit a foul in this game. It's 9-4. Merrill with the basketball. East with the lead. Chaz Moots back in for the Blue Jays. Now they get it right wing to Anderson. Now outside to Moots. They've got Trent Pate out on top of that zone now. Bullet pass inside. Edelm kicks it out. Here's a drive. That's kicked that back outside. Anderson passes up the shot. Moots with it goes baseline. Kicks it to the corner. Now back to the elbow. This is Matt Rutkowski in the game for the Blue Jays. Good ball movement by Merrill, but they can't find an open look. Good defense by the Lumberjacks. Reisman back out at top to Anderson. Spin it around the perimeter. Now it's in the corner to Peterson. Merrill being very methodical. Here's a drive, leading shot. Hamlin with a foul. He hammered Moots. Moots with a nice change of direction in the air, and that caused Hamlin to commit the foul. That's his first. 22 seconds to play here, first quarter. Chaz Moots will go to the line for two free throws. Moots had a big game in Merrill's win. He had 19 points when the Blue Jays came from behind and beat East at the East Gym. He misses the first free throw. Eric Daniel and Sean Wilson going to check into the game for the Lumberjacks. Hamlin and Dimka will get a little breather here. Wilson missed a couple of games for disciplinary reasons. He didn't play the other night against Lakeland, but he's back out there now. He gives them another big body inside. Moots, second free throw, no good. Wilson pulls down the rebound. And here comes Rutkowski back the other way. Rutkowski in the front court gives it to Trent Pate. Pate over to Eric Daniel. Daniel picks up his dribble now outside to Rutkowski. 7 seconds to play in the quarter. Now Wilson has it. They spin it. Pate's going to try to operate. Pull up jumper with the left hand. In and out, no good. And a three-quarter court shot for Merrill is short. And the first quarter will come to an end. Lumberjacks leading after one. The score 9-4. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Playoff Basketball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse. With that Merrill win over Eastpak on February 14th, that was their win that broke a three-game losing streak. They actually lost four of their last five. The Lumberjacks beat Wausau West in their regular season finale. That broke a four-game losing streak for the Lumberjacks. They lost four of their last five to finish the regular season. But East is coming off a win over Lakeland Tuesday night. Merrill hasn't played for a week with that first round bye. Blue Jays have the basketball to begin the second quarter. Lumberjacks with Lacey, Wilson, Daniel, Pate, and Rutkowski on the floor. Three ball launched. That's Moots. That's short. Merrill with the rebound, though. They kick it back outside. Here's a drive in. Kick to the right wing. Now they bounce it back out. Anderson's open for three. He shoots it from long range and buries it. Jake Anderson hits a three-pointer for the Blue Jays, and they have pulled within 2-9-7. Full court pressure put on by the Lumbers, or by the Blue Jays. Pate still in the backcourt with it. Now Rutkowski's got to hurry it ahead. He gets it across the timeline to Pate. Pate's going to drive in, throw up a runner, got hammered, and will go to the line, and shoot two. He got undercut a little bit. Trenton Pate taking it to the basket. Foul is going to be called on Matt Rutkowski. That's his first, and Trenton Pate will shoot two here. Pate led the way when East won up here earlier this season. He had 14 in that East victory. His first free throw is up and in. 10-7, Lumberjacks by 3. East basketball is brought to you in part by Marshfield Clinic. If you need help with a sports injury, see the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Pate hits the second free throw as well. 11-7, Lumberjacks. And Merrill walks it into the front court. Anderson gives it right wing to Peterson. Now they get it. Boots bounce pass inside to Anderson, and he's going to be fouled. They either got Lacey or Rutkowski. Let's see. They're going to call Jaden Rutkowski on that foul. Not a shooting foul, so Merrill will inbound it here. Just the second team foul on the Lumberjacks. Merrill gets it in. Peterson outside the arc. Now Anderson, they swing it around the perimeter. Anderson gets it back. Lumberjacks ready to bring four players back in the game. Four of the starters ready to come back in here. Well, a pass inside, knocked away by Rutkowski, but it comes right to Moots, right wing. He picked up his dribble now, needs some help, gets rid of it to Bartz. Back to Moots. Lacey comes out to play him, bounce pass inside to Rutkowski. He's double ball, taken away by Lacey. Once again, comes right to Anderson, who shoots and hits. Lacey got the ball knocked away, but it bounced right into the hands of Anderson, who hit the jumper. 11-10, one-point game. Lumberjacks need to get into the front court. They do. Eric Daniel with it, gives it to Pate at the free throw line, jump shot from there, and he hit it. Trent Pate knocks down the jumper from Eric Daniel. 13-10, Lumberjacks again by 3. Brandon Bart still has it in the back court. Now he'll bring it across. Pate with a reach-in foul, went for the steal, and commits the reach-in foul. That'll be his first non-shooting foul, and here comes four subs for East. Hamlin comes back in. Dimka, Bryce Taylor, and Bryce Widmark all coming back into the game. And staying out there with that group will be Pate. So Merrill will inbound at side court after the foul on Trenton Pate. And Brandon Bartz will send it into the front court to Moots. Now Bartz gets it back, gives it to Anderson. Right wing now to Zettler. They look for the elbow. It's not there. Trying to post up Moots there. Now Bartz has it again back outside. Right wing again to Alex Zettler. He's staying with the zone. Merrill being very patient. They work to get a shot. Now they try left wing. Trying to post up Anderson down low. They've got Trenton Pate down at the bottom of this zone now with Taylor in the game as well out on top. Taylor knocks the ball away, but it goes out of bounds. It will be Merrill basketball. They won't try to pass over the top. Taylor got a hand on that. East Hoops brought to you in part tonight by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Brandon Bartz into the front court for the Blue Jays. Zettler with it. Looks inside. Moots with a tough shot. That's no good. And the ball knocked away. Hamlin comes away with it. Into the hands of Trenton Pate. He gets it ahead to Taylor. Taylor left wing. Back out on top to Pate. Bobble it for a moment. Got it back. Pate's going to drive. Kicks it over in order to get an offensive foul call as Pate just went into the lane and ran over Matt Rutkowski, who took the charge, and that's two fouls on Pate, and Rutkowski's going to get back into the game after a short rest after Pate picks up the two fouls. Pate trying to penetrate, but Rutkowski got there to take the charge that time. Lumberjacks lead by 3, 13-10, 5:02 to play here first half. Brandon Bartz into the front court. Zettler. Now it's Moots. Gives it off to Anderson. Moots gets it back. Drive wasn't there. Kicks it left wing. Back out on top to Anderson. Yo-yos the dribble. to the elbow penetration by Zettler, but he kicks it out. Anderson's going to shoot another long one. That is off the rim, no good. The rebound is grabbed, though, by Merrill. Butkowski got that rebound shot put up, no, but a foul. They're going to get Hamlin, I think, and two shots coming for Merrill. Anderson missed the three, but the rebound was grabbed by Rutkowski. Actually, they gave that foul to Jaden Rutkowski, and that's two on him. So two fouls on Rutkowski and two on Pate here in the first half. Brandon Bartz hits the first foul shot, and it's a two-point game, 13-11. Tucker Diethelm chucks back in for Merrill, and Rutkowski will sit down. He had a good couple of minutes there for the Blue Jays. Bartz with the second foul shot is up and in. He got both. And the Lumberjacks will bring it ahead. Bryce Taylor still in the backcourt with it. Now gets it into Dimka up front. Widmark comes out to get it. Swings it to Rutkowski. Hamlin calling for the ball down low. Feeds a cutter. That's Widmark. Hangs in the air. And we're going to get a traveling violation on Bryce Widmark. Widmark called for traveling underneath as the double team came. That's the fourth turnover on East. And Merrill with a chance to take the lead here for the first time tonight. Lumberjacks had a 7-point lead in this game. They started the game 7-0. Well, they had a 12-point lead in the first half the first time these two teams played and caught that up. Not until the second half, though. Spin moves. Hamlin swats that out of bounds on the spin move by Zettler. The Lumberjacks think that was last touched by somebody from Merrill, but apparently not. Blue Jays will have it. Bartz looks to get it in. Still looking. Now throws it to the corner. And a traveling violation is called. Good defense by Tanner Dimka, forcing that travel on the far sideline. Fourth turnover on the Blue Jays, and it will be East basketball. These are two more of the more active coaches in the league working the officials. Kurt Soderberg and Paul Dimka are very animated on the sidelines. Widmark to Taylor outside the arc. Looking inside for Hamlin, not there. Dimka's going to drive, and we're going to get a hand check foul called on the Blue Jays. That'll go against Alex Zettler. Just a third team foul on Merrill. East inbounds it. Widmark has it. Kicks it to Rutkowski. He's going to launch a three. Back bracket, no good. Bryce Taylor pulls down the offensive board, and he gets fouled. It's going to be a reach-in foul called on the Blue Jays. That's going to go against Bartz. Took him a while to call that one as Taylor was getting slapped as he tried to protect the basketball. Rutkowski's been shooting very well lately. That's his first shot attempt of the night, and it was a little bit long. I don't think he had a good grip on that basketball when he shot. Of course, with Rutkowski, it's hard to tell. He's got a very unorthodox shot. Holds the ball on the sides when he shoots it. Taylor, reverse. Pace now loaded. Widmark goes in, shot blocked. Widmark gets his own rebound, goes up again, and gets the roll. Good shot for Bryce Widmark. Probably thought there should have been a foul in there as well, but he gets the basket as he gets his own offensive rebound after his first attempt was blocked. A lot of blocked shots in this game so far. Merrill with it right wing. Lumberjacks leading 15-12. Zettler with it right wing, back out on top. Under 3 minutes to play here, first half. Points are a little bit harder to come by tonight. Now the ball knocked away, but Merrill grabs it. Mainly because Merrill's been running a lot of clock when they have the ball on offense. They're trying to take the air out a little bit short in this game. Here's a drive by Anderson, throws up a tough shot. That's no good. Dimka grabs the loose ball. Lumberjacks back the other way. Rutkowski in the front court. Lost it down low to Hamlin. Catches and travels with the basketball. Dylan Hamlin has had two really good games in a row, but so far not tonight. Struggling a bit. A couple of turnovers and just 2 points. And Merrill will get the ball back here. Brandon Bartz will walk it ahead. Blue Jays content to take their time here. Here comes the double-team trap. He gets rid of it to Moots. Moots is going to drive down the lane. Hang in the air. Hamlin will block the shot, but get a foul, and Moots is going to go to the line. Problem, Hamlin didn't go straight up there. He brought his arm down on the ball instead of going straight up. And you'll get a foul every time on that. Second foul on Hamlin, and Moots is at the line to shoot two. First one is off, no good. Chaz Moots 0 for 3 from the line here tonight. J.P. Lacy is going to get into the game, and Hamlin will take a seat. And Austin Reisman comes back in for Merrill. Chaz Moots gets the second foul shot here. On the way, and it rattles in and out. No good. Trenton Payback in the game pulls down the rebound. Moots 0 for 4 from the line here. Widmark with it between the circles. Now it's Dimka. Bryce Taylor kicks it to Pate right wing. Pate going to shoot with a man in his face. That rattles off the rim. No good. Pate with his own rebound. Spins up with the left hand up and in. Trenton Pate following his shot. Gets the offensive board and a little spin move with the left hand up and in. He took a tough outside shot with a man right in his face. Now pass inside. Somebody lost Jake Anderson. He got a layup. He's lost Anderson on defense. Paul Dimka lost a timeout. He didn't like that defensive effort right there. And we'll take one as well. A minute 48 to play first half. Lumberjacks leading 17-14. Back in a moment. East basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at the Merrill Fieldhouse. Lumberjacks leading by three, and they have the basketball. Tanner Dimka, Bryce Taylor, Trenton Pate, Bryce Widmark, and J.P. Lacy on the floor for the Lumberjacks. The winner of this game moving on to either Rhinelander tomorrow or at the East Gym if the Lumberjacks win. If Mozanique can pull the upset, the game would be at East. He's still in the back court with it. Now Taylor will bring it ahead. Going to drive in, tries to feed it to Lacy. It's knocked away, but East gets it back. Now it's going to be an over and back violation. Ball comes into the back court, and Pate runs it down, and a turnover. Sixth turnover on the Lumberjacks. Lacy threw that one into the back court, and an over and back call is the turnover. Merrill will inbound it, front court, side court, and gets it into Moots. Anderson right wing. Out on top to Bartz. Now they swing it. Rakowski back in the game for Merrill. At the elbow to Dietl, kick it right wing to Anderson. Lacy, and now a bad pass intercepted by Dimka. Bryce Taylor's going to run the floor. Gets stripped from behind. Gets knocked out. The outside official calls the foul. That has to be called. I can't believe the underside official didn't call it. The outside official saw that Taylor got hammered to the floor, and he will go to the line and earn two. And the foul is going to be called on Matt Rakowski. Kurt Soderberg didn't like the call, but that was an obvious foul. I'm not sure why that wasn't called. But the outside official caught it. And Bryce Taylor earns a couple of foul shots. Five turnovers on Merrill after that errant pass. And Bryce Taylor at the line. First one rattles around and in. 18-14, Lumberjacks by four. Zettler is going to check back in. Rakowski will sit down with those two fouls. Taylor's second foul shot is on the way. And it's up and in. He got a both. Lumberjacks haven't been a great free-throw shooting team this season. They shot pretty well the other night against Lakeland, and so far here tonight, they are 4-for-4 from the line. Merrill, not so much. Blue Jays will get it in, pull-up jumper in the paint, off the back bracket, no good. Rebound is still alive. Widmark comes away with it. The miss by Zettler. East will bring it back the other way. Dimka hurries it ahead to Pate. Pate's going to drive in, hang in the air, feed Lacy, they'll get a layup. Trent Pate with the assist on the good penetration. J.P. Lacy finishes with the layup, and it's 21-14. All of a sudden, East by 7. Merrill in the front court. Here's Moots. He's going to drive in, reverse a little scoop shot up and in. Nice move by Chad Moots, and he gets his first points of the night on that move. 21-16, 33 seconds to play here first half. Dimka in the front court to Widmark. Now Dimka gets it back. See if East plays for one here. Bryce Taylor out on top to Lacy. Lacy to Trent Pate. Back to Taylor. Taylor's going to drive in. Now backs it out. 17 seconds. Play for one. Pate kicks it over to Dimka. 11 seconds. Dimka on the dribble. Gives it to Taylor. Taylor gets a screen from Widmark. Drives in. Hangs in the air. Shot blocked from behind. Foul coming. And Bryce Taylor will go to line with 3.9 seconds to play in the first half. Who'd they get? Jake Anderson will pick up the foul. That's his first. Bryce Taylor has no regard for his body when he takes those drives to the basket. He's been hammered more, I think, than any player in the Valley Conference this year. And the free throw rims out. No good. First miss of the night for the Lumberjacks. Eric Daniels is going to check in for Pate so he doesn't pick up a foul here, his third foul on defense. Reisman checks in for Diethelm for Merrill. giving them another shooter on the floor if they can get one away here at the end of the half. Taylor, second foul shot coming. That rattles out, no good. He missed them both. Merrill with the rebound, three-quarter court shot. But if it goes, it's short. And it will be the Lumberjacks with the lead here at the end of the first half, 21-16. Back in a moment. After this, you're listening to East Playoff Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.